Hidden in absolute plain sight is one of the greatest secrets of Fatima. Yes, right in the center of the shrine is the greatest thing that most people ignore, including strong devotees of Our Lady of Fatima, along with just everyone else. They simply do not know that it's there. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Fatima water, a healing water that has been known to heal people, to heal the blind, to heal people with severe illnesses, and it has been there almost since the beginning. On November 9th, 1921, the Bishop of Leyra, the local diocese, wanted to establish some sort of source of water for all the people that were coming here. Normally, this area is a little bit arid, especially when a lot of the pilgrimages are in the summer. It took them a few months to finally answer his request. In November, they began digging. They found a lot of rocks and thought, okay, we can blow through this and get to some sort of source. They didn't even need to. Before they put the dynamite or whatever they were going to use, a source of water miraculously appeared. Everyone heard about it. They began drinking it. They began washing in it. But not only that, they also began taking some of the dirt, making kind of these drink solutions, drinking it. Some of these were inspired, people say, by the Blessed Mother themselves. People would have legs with pus on them, or they would have intestinal issues. They would have, you name it, they would be healed by the dirt and by the water. Most people that come to Fatima come to experience prayer and penance, the love of the Blessed Mother, amazing things. But did you know that this water is a true source of healing, something that many people ignore? So in the center, you have this pillar with a golden statue of Jesus. You could see it here in the back. Right now, they're praying the 9:30 International Rosary. You could kind of hear that a little bit in the background. And then there's five water fountains or fonts that are connected to that spring right there in the center. They decided to dig at the lowest part of the cova, which makes sense. All the water would accumulate there. And it has healed so many people. I didn't know the story, despite learning so much about the Blessed Mother and so much about Fatima's history. I'm going to bring this water home because I've gone to many places where then I hear about the healing of this or that, and I do not bring the dirt or whatever it is that God is using to heal. And I'm not making the mistake this time. One of the things this priest commentator who was making a history early on about Fatima was saying that it is strange and somewhat ironic how people would make these mixtures with water and dirt or use muddy water to be healed, whereas often we expect God to use this amazingly clean water, just like the story of Naaman that we had the reading a few days ago, where we expect the healing to come from these majestic rivers. But no, in fact, it comes from the most humble sources, because God wants us to be sure that it is not the thing itself, but that He is choosing to work through humble instruments, just as He chose to work through the three shepherd children. So my friends, one thing that has disappointed me a little bit is when I've talked about these healing oils or dirts, very few of you have responded. To the previous videos that I made about that, maybe you didn't even know that I made them, only two people requested for oil and for water from all these different shrines that I had visited. I want more from you. You need to have greater faith. All the people that drank that water that were healed, some of them would say that they would make a novena to the Blessed Mother and then drink it. Others would say that they would have a lively faith as they drank it. So we need to have our faith as well as the thing itself, in this case, the water. So if you are sick with rheumatoid arthritis, if you have congenitive heart failure, if you have macular degeneration, if you have mental health issues, if you have intestinal health issues, whatever it is that you have, I know that the Blessed Mother can heal you. And she can heal you through this water because it's a hidden secret here in Fatima. So my friends, put down in the comments below if you are interested in me sending to you this water. Now, I may ask for you to pay for the shipping, but that's all, because it is really my honor to do this. And again, my wife and I are thinking of bringing a group of people to Fatima, hopefully next year, somewhere in the off season, because you can get about everything for less than $2,000, flights, airplane, food, everything included. So we want to make this as inexpensive as possible to make it as accessible as possible. Please subscribe and hit the notification bell. I'm putting up videos every day about Fatima. I'll see you tomorrow in tomorrow's next Secret of Fatima. God bless you and have a beautiful day.